Attention lovers of mysteries. I certainly count myself as one. In recent years, I've become flat-out addicted to British and Scottish mystery novels, movies, and TV shows. And the natural extension of those is a game that allows me to experience the mystery instead of just reading it or watching it. Don your own detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. It's set in the glitz and glamour of the Roaring Twenties, and you play as June, deciphering clues and uncovering secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. New chapters are added to the game each week, and you can personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. Download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, I'm back with another episode of Legends Light. Two quick things before we get started. If you haven't seen this on our social media, massive thank you to everyone who voted to nominate us for People's Choice Awards. We made it. We've officially been nominated in the Storyteller Drama category. So we have one last favor. Please now vote for the actual award at www.podcastawards.com in the Storyteller Drama category. Vote for Legends of the Old West. We would be extremely, extremely grateful, and please let us know on our social media when you voted. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Jumboy Media and their show Laughs from the Past. We love to support our fellow history buffs, and their show is full of interesting historical stories, and it's funny. Two things we love. So check out Laughs from the Past next time you're looking for a great history show. So today for Legends Light, if you follow our social media, you're well aware Chris and I are big fans of whiskey. And this may be bold, but we do consider ourselves connoisseurs and we are not won over easily. On Legends Light, we want to start profiling some of our favorites and we prefer they have a tie to the Old West, obviously. So, no better place I can think of to start than High West Whiskey. Joining me on the show today is Terry Ginsburg. He's held the titles of whiskey expert and a whiskey ambassador. But whatever his title, the information he shared with me about whiskey and High West is genuinely fascinating. And I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a little taste testing involved during this conversation. So if you're settled in for the evening and not planning on driving anytime soon, sip along with us. Here's my conversation with Terry Ginsburg.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples, especially at this time of year when I'm getting crushed by allergies. In Arizona, we have these wonderful trees called Palo Verde trees. They have yellow flowers that look nice, but produce yellow pollen that makes me cough and sneeze and makes my eyes so itchy I almost can't stand it. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. So Terry, thank you so much for having us here today at the High West Nelson Cottage. We're not at the distillery, we're not at the saloon, but we're at the Nelson Cottage. So thank you so much for being here. We're excited to talk about High West. We obviously on our show, Legends of the Old West, it's very, very important to us. A big reason we started the show was to keep the spirit of the American West alive. And in this show, we wanted to delve into whiskeys of the West. And so we thought that High West was the perfect way to start, given that you share our mission. So thank you for joining us today.
And we're glad to have you here too.
Thank you. There's
actually a lot of park. We're in Park City, Utah. So Nelson Cottage, there's a lot of history, Park City history involved with this building, which is why we call it the Nelson Cottage.
And actually, so, yeah, give us a little bit of that history.
Well, Colonel Eliza Nelson were one of the founding families of Park City.
Oh, they were.
So the building is not historic, but the people are historic. So they had seven children. This was built by their youngest daughter in 1925. So it actually used to be a home at one time. We actually gutted it, added a kitchen in the back to do. So we do mostly private affairs. But the other great thing we do here is whiskey paired prefix dinners here.
Which you're setting up for right now, which is pretty amazing.
So we pair whiskey with food. You know, a lot of people have had wine pairings with food, even beer pairings with food, but very few people have had whiskey pairings with food.
That's really
and
true.
And being a distillery, that makes us feel underappreciated, okay?
That's why we do this.
And one of our mottos here at High West was actually said by Mark Twain, which is my favorite saying in the world, that too much of anything is bad, but too much good whiskey is barely enough, okay? So that's what we're trying to do here, try to keep people, educate people, and educate people with whiskey and food, because we use, our chefs use whiskey to cook with food too.
Well, that's amazing. And then your just mission, the mission for High West is what?
Okay, first of all, our mission at High West is to make the best whiskey we can make.
Yes.
And to share our love with whiskey with our customers, and naturally, welcome to our home here in the West. We're high up in the West. We're at 7,000 feet here right now.
Right.
Which is how we came up with our name, High West.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen our logo. It's a horseshoe.
Yes.
So our two doors down is where our distillery is and our saloon is. Mm-hmm. It's made up of two historic buildings, an old livery stable built in 1907, and then a house built in 1914, both built by Ellsworth Beggs, who was a master carpenter. So the delivery was still had a dirt floor when we took it over.
Oh, wow.
And when we were doing the renovation, we actually found this big horseshoe in the floor there.
Oh my gosh.
That inspired our logo to be High West.
Wow. So that saloon that's just a couple doors down from us, that's the original place that High West
That's where
saloon.
We started.
That's
so we have a livery stable and Mr. Beggs' house there. And then we connected them with the still in between the two of them.
Amazing.
And so we call one side the livery side and one side the saloon side.
And they're both still open for business.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Right. So we'll be going down there after this.
December will be our 10th year.
We've been in business here. So let's go back to the beginning. So David Perkins is the founder of High West.
That's exactly right.
And you, Terry, have been with High West from the beginning. You've been here for 10 years. So tell us the story a little bit about how did David Perkins come up with High West?
You know what? It was just by chance.
Okay.
David Perkins was a biochemist.
Okay.
But he spent time in Colorado. He loved the West. He loved the mountains. And so they moved from California here because they just loved the vibe of Park City.
Right.
So he and Jane, his wife, actually went to a wedding in Kentucky and decided to visit a distillery there. And being a biochemist, he saw distillation. Jane's great-grandfather was a distiller.
Oh, so they had
that in their blood about whiskey and everything. And so Dave said, well, you know what? I can do this.
Right.
And so the master distiller there took him under his wing for about 6 months. And then Dave came back to Park City and got 50 investors to put up $100,000. And we started out with $5 million in late 2009, really 2010. And that's how High West got started. We're actually the first legal distillery in Utah since the 1870s. So it's been a long time coming.
So I find that fascinating, the first legal distillery since 1870. So let's back up a little bit to pre-1870. So what was the landscape like? I mean, there was certainly whiskey here. There were distilleries here. Then it wasn't legal, and now it became legal. So give me a little bit of the history.
Well, there was always distilleries, and, you know, distilleries being legal wasn't a big deal back in those days.
Right, right.
But whiskey was a big deal back in those days.
Right.
And you know, if you started a town out west here, the first building you built was going to be a saloon. Not just because of whiskey, because that's where you would eat dinner.
Right.
That would be the town hall. That right. was the focal point of the whole town, okay?
I learned that. So saloon actually means large room. I learned mm-hmm. that on your website. I don't think I'd actually known that fact. So very interesting. Okay, continue.
And so whiskey was very important. I was, you know, it was tough to live out here.
Right.
And even up until Prohibition time, people thought of whiskey being medicinal.
Right,
and
right.
the thing about whiskey is when you drink it, you feel better.
That's
so
true.
So naturally, people out west, you need to chill out a little bit. So they would go into saloons because they had a hard day,
right.
or hard weeks, or hard months before they even see towns again.
I think people still do that now.
That's right. They still do because whiskey's really important for everything.
Right.
So whiskey was always popular out west. People made their own whiskey. A lot of it was brought from the east.
Okay.
Out here, because people really didn't know how to make whiskey.
Oh,
so all the immigrants came out west. So, you know, at our restaurant, people ask us what our cuisine is out there. And really, it's all over the world because America was started by people all over the world.
That's true.
Chinese, Italians, Irish, Scottish,
right.
and everything.
Right.
So our cuisine is all over.
Everything.
That's right, because we do. So that's what made up the West. So the West was always different people. In this room here, you got a few pictures behind us you can see right now. This was actually part of the King's survey. It's the first time they photographed the West.
Really?
And Mr. O'Sullivan took these photographs in this room here at the Nelson College. We have lots of these photographs around here. And then he took the photos back east, and that was the first time people back east saw what the West looked like.
And then you want everyone wants to come to the West at that
now,
point.
But people did come out west a long time ago in the early 1800s because the top hat was the hat to wear in those days. And that was made from beaver.
Okay.
Well, in the east, they trapped all the beaver.
Oh.
So the trappers moved out west because that's where the beavers were.
Oh,
the problem was there was nowhere to sell it, the beaver pelts. They would have to go all the way back to St. Louis. That was the closest place that they could sell their goods, sell their beaver pelts.
So why is that?
So what they did is what we named our first whiskey, our Rendezvous Rye here. This is our Rendezvous Rye. This is the whiskey that made our company. Actually,
this was your inaugural whiskey.
This is in 2008. This was named Top 10 New Rye in the World. So
what?
This basically
in the world?
Put us on that. So Rendezvous was actually a place that they would give. It was a little camp they set up, and all the trappers could come there and sell their pelts, and then have to go way back east to do it. The first one was up right up in Wyoming there.
Okay.
It was around 1825, 1826.
Right.
It lasted for about a week, and then it came back for the next year. The next one was in northern Utah in Cache Valley.
Okay.
That was the first time they had brought whiskey to the Rendezvous.
So they didn't start bringing whiskey to the Rendezvous.
To the second year,
and
it lasted a month instead of a week. So we figured that's why whiskey started. That's why we named our new product. And actually, there's a room in our saloon next door we call the Rendezvous Room.
So the Rendezvous Room, and you have the Rendezvous Rye. So the biggest mistake was not having whiskey as a part of this Rendezvous trade with the pelts. And
so
they quickly
learned. So actually, the whiskey helped bring the trappers out there. So, and that's really how people started coming out west, was trapping beaver.
Right.
Everything.
So clearly whiskey makes everything better
is what we've learned.
Okay.
We think so, yeah.
All right, great. So we've got a number of whiskeys in front of us. I wish everyone could see this right now. We'll certainly take some pictures, but this is really a slice of heaven to be looking at with all these amazing whiskeys in front
of
us.
So this is basically what we call our core four.
Okay.
So these are our four of our whiskeys that we have all the time.
Okay.
And these are the ones that we actually promote all the time. We certainly have 8 or 10 other whiskeys that we come out with that we use year round, but these are the ones you'll always see no matter whoever sells High West.
Well, and what I love about High West is the tie to the Old West in every single one of these core four, at least, is that they're all named for very specific reasons and very specific purposes. And so talk to us about the American Prairie Bourbon and how that got its name.
So American Prairie, if you could see this, is a pronghorn antelope that's on the front of it.
Okay.
So actually American Prairie Reserve is a conservation group that is buying up open space in eastern Montana to preserve, but there's a couple of species that are getting endangered over there. One of them is the grouse, and that's just for population.
Right.
The other one is the pronghorn antelope, which is actually the fastest land animal in North America.
Oh, wow.
The problem with the pronghorn is they have a long migrating area. They can migrate up 400 to 500 miles a year, but they cannot jump over fences.
Really?
And that's why they're becoming endangered.
Oh.
So American Prairie Reserve is actually buying land and connecting old private lands that they own with public lands to make this open space for the pronghorn, and they're taking down all the fences and the barriers that they can't go around.
So they can survive.
So they preserve an open space, which is what anybody that lives out west, that's what we love, open space.
Absolutely.
So we actually give 10% of our profits at American Prairie to American Prairie Reserve because they're doing such a worthwhile thing.
Well, I'm going to say cheers to that because that's what we
have.
This is
American Prairie we're
cheers.
Drinking right now. So actually what I'm going to do is I like to just kind of rotate my glass and cover a bigger area here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because one thing, we have these special glasses called Glencairn.
Right.
You notice the top is smaller than the bottom?
Yes.
That's because you try to confine whiskey vapors, which hang up just over the whiskey itself. So if you swirled whiskey, what's going to happen?
It's going to come out, yeah.
Okay, so instead of swirling, I'll just rotate it to cover more surface area.
Okay.
Another big mistake people do when they drink whiskey is they'll stick their nose right in the whiskey like they do wine.
Right.
Problem with that is whiskey's a lot stronger than wine.
Right.
So it has a tendency to burn your nose.
Oh. And
then you won't be able to taste anything.
Okay, that's a problem.
So I got my own special way to do it. Instead of using my nose, I'm actually going to use my mouth. So I can take a deep breath. I'm going to go like this. I can take a deep breath. I'll actually taste it before I smell it. And you're using two sensories instead of one. So just try that and see if you don't get it on your palate like that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then take a small sip
gosh.
And just swish it around all your mouth just to make sure you cover all. And that's how we like to do it.
Okay, everybody make sure you check out our social media because we're going to do a video demonstration of what just happened because I'm never drinking whiskey.
Let me just tell you this.
That was amazing.
This is just one way to drink whiskey. You know, the main thing you need to worry about is burning your nose, sticking it
right.
too close.
Well, that was just life-changing.
One thing I always tell people, which I'm pretty strong about, is that drink whiskey the way you enjoy it.
Right.
That's the only thing I care about.
Right.
Don't let somebody else tell you this is the only way to drink whiskey. That's
right.
not true.
Right.
All I care about is people who's enjoying their whiskey. To me, that's the right way to drink.
Well, I'm still tasting this, and
yeah.
That was amazing. So we're going to demo that.
So a lot of sweetness because it's bourbon.
Yes, yeah. yes. That's and so one thing that I want to mention that I also just think to give the scale of how big this reserve is that you guys are giving 10% of the proceeds to. So combined, when this is done, and correct me if I'm wrong, it is going to be bigger than Yellowstone, Yosemite, and Grand Teton National Parks combined.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing.
It's a little bit bigger than Rhode Island is right now.
Wow.
But it's still growing, and it's still growing. And Montana's a huge state, and they're in the eastern part there. So they're going to grab as much land as they can to preserve these animals.
So when people buy American Prairie Bourbon, they are giving back to this reserve.
Absolutely.
That's such a cool story. Which is extremely important.
Yeah. Because they need money to buy this land.
Right. That's amazing. So,
so once they buy the land, nothing will ever be there again.
And I can guarantee it tastes amazing. That's what we just had a sip of. So I'm a fan. I will be buying it. Absolutely.
Okay.
So we talked about Rendezvous. We talked about American Prairie. Tell me a story about Campfire. I love that name.
Well, Campfire... I can't remember, one of our distillers just came up with it. It's kind of like we always like to try different ways of drinking whiskey, and sometimes we'll age whiskeys in different types of barrels. But
right.
our forte as a distillery is to blend different straight whiskeys together.
Okay.
As we start from the very beginning, and nobody else does it but us.
I was just going to say, that's an interesting process.
Campfire is like the ultimate blend of whiskeys. It's the world's only blend of a rye, a bourbon, and a scotch.
The world's only blend.
That's right.
Wow.
So three different whiskeys. In,
say them again.
Rye, bourbon, and scotch.
Wow. Okay.
So, now we call it campfire because the scotch has got like a little smoky taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you drink it, and we had a hard time naming this whiskey. It also took us about 6 months to come up with the name. And how we actually came up with the name is one of our distillers went camping one weekend. And they were sitting by the fire and they were drinking whiskey, you know, and they got home and, you know, they smell like smoke. And when he came into work, he says, you know what, this just reminds me of what we just did this weekend. Sitting by the fire, drinking whiskey. And that's how we came up with the name Campfire. And when you taste a campfire, you get that smoky taste. It does remind you of a campfire experience.
I love that. That's what I think all of our listeners and what we love is, like, we love sitting around the cozy campfire. We love sitting drinking our whiskey, telling stories. I mean, we're storytellers at heart. That's what we do. And every story is told best with a glass of whiskey, we feel. So, I mean, that's an amazing cozy environment and setting. So campfire whiskey, when you're in that cozy setting, I love. And then on your website, I absolutely love this, that it's enjoyed best with s'mores or good-looking strangers.
That's right.
So grab a good-looking stranger, grab some s'mores, and drink some campfire, and tell some stories.
Well, one thing about whiskey, all whiskey goes good with chocolate.
That's true. That's
because
true.
Because the two
yeah.
main flavors you get from whiskey barrels, white oak barrels, is vanilla and caramel.
Right, right.
What goes better than vanilla and caramel than chocolate?
Right.
So s'mores are just natural. You know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So talk me a little bit about your barreling process. So how long do you age the whiskeys?
Well,
it's
a wide range of age in here.
Yeah.
If it's a straight whiskey now, we have straight whiskey laws in the United States.
Okay.
So if you want to call a straight whiskey, you have to meet certain criteria.
Okay.
The first one would be in the mash room where everything starts out. You know, whiskey starts out as a beer.
Right.
That's what whiskey is, distilled beer.
Okay.
So you need to make your beer, and you make your beer from grains, different types of grains.
Right.
And that's how you change the way your whiskey tastes, is you change the grains, you change the amount of grains. But there are strict laws when you make straight whiskeys, because if it was a rye, your mash needs to start at a minimum of 51% rye.
Oh, wow.
If it was a bourbon, it would be 51% corn.
Oh, interesting.
Then you have to be aged at least 2 years in a brand new charred American white oak barrel. So those are straight whiskey laws.
And the barrel has to be charred.
It has to be charred, it has to be American white oak, and it has to be brand new. And for at least 2 years, those are straight whiskey laws. Now, if you're not planning on making a straight whiskey, you don't have to adhere to those laws.
Right.
But we made these straight whiskey laws a long time ago, when federal government, we're talking about 1908 or something like that, because people were making bad whiskey.
We can't have that.
Well, people were had methanol in your spirit. People were going blind. They were dying.
Oh my gosh!
Whiskey and everything.
This is serious. That's
so
very
this,
serious.
So this law came out. You had to say exactly what was in the whiskey, what the proof was, how old it was, and so only straight whiskeys are made in the United States. You can't make them anywhere else. So that is basically our type of whiskey.
Wow.
Just like Scotch type, and Irish whiskeys are Irish. Straight whiskeys or American whiskeys and everything.
That's amazing. I don't think I really understood how I knew the charred barrels, but the white oak and everything else, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Some Scotch distilleries own white oak forests here in the United States because they don't want to ever run out of wood for the barrels.
Because that's a key element.
One thing that Scotch is like is Scotch is, and Irish whiskeys are one of the few whiskeys that are aged in used barrels. And they love bourbon barrels.
Oh, really?
So that's what we sell our barrel. We sell them the Scotch and Irish whiskeys.
No way.
Yeah. So,
why is it that they love the used barrels?
They like the flavors that the bourbon.
Okay.
Because the bourbon will soak into the barrels.
Right.
Then when they age their Scotch, they'll get some of those in. So that's another reason why.
That's fascinating.
Why whiskey makers and all these we're trying new types of barrels to age our whiskey in, because it gives you a little bit different experience. But whiskey was always strong in the West, and especially up here in Park City.
Right.
Now, Park City was a silver mining town for years and years and years.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So the miners now, this is where because Utah is mostly Mormon. Mm-hmm. Sorry about a Mormon for sure.
Yeah.
Mormons don't drink.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But actually, Brigham Young had the first still. In Utah.
That's interesting.
Researchers found that out. And
wow.
They found out also that he disclaimed actually using the still, even though there was a whiskey street down in Salt Lake City.
I read that.
But he said, no, he never used a still, and it always reminded me of when Clinton said, yeah, but I didn't inhale. You know what I mean? So yeah. It was made a funny story. But Park City were miners, okay? These were tough guys.
Right.
So all the bars, all the brothels were up here. And I'm either down in Price, which is in southern Utah.
Right.
So whiskey was very strong up here.
Right.
And actually, Park City went broke three different times, but they kept finding mounds in here. And actually, Colonel Nelson actually owned one of the biggest silver mines that's in Park City Mountain Resort, the Silver King Coalition mine.
And
he actually owned that.
And Colonel Nelson, I assume, is that with the cottage that we're sitting in is named after?
That's okay. Exactly right. So Colonel Eliza Nelson founded. One of the founding families of Park City.
Right.
Very wealthy people. They actually donated the land to build the first hospital here.
Oh my gosh.
Their oldest daughter was the first head nurse there.
Oh wow.
And their youngest son was in Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders.
Really?
So it's a really cool family that owned this place here. And we actually have a photograph of Colonel Eliza Nelson in this place here.
Oh, we'll take a picture.
So we're very, very proud about this building here. So a silver mining town, that's what brought people out west here. And that's how Park City got to be popular.
Right.
Then it came the mountains. Now we run out of silver. Now we have the mountains to attract all our peoples here. But still one thing, if you stay here, are you going to stay here tonight?
Oh, yeah.
10 o'clock tonight downtown, you'll hear a horn go off at 10 o'clock. That was to let the miners know it was time to leave the bars and go home so they could be to work on time the next morning.
Oh, that's interesting. Now it's a horn to let people know, get out, go to the bars.
They're open until 2. Every night.
We'll have to listen for that tonight. That's awesome. Okay, so we've got one more that's in front of us,
So Rendezvous Rye is our highest rated whiskey, but the Double Rye is our number one selling whiskey.
Oh, it is. Why is that?
The Double Rye, because we make most of our rye cocktails with Double Rye.
Okay.
The greatest thing, that's actually one of my favorite whiskeys, because we call it Double Rye because we're building a very young rye, like a 2-year-old,
right,
which is really, really spicy, which is what I like.
Right.
Then we blend it with very old whiskeys. So we blend it with one of our 4 to 7-year-old whiskey. So it'll really be spicy right up front, which is ryes are known for.
Mm-hmm.
So ryes are made mostly from rye. They're spicy. Bourbon, so maybe as we had today, mostly from corn. So they're sweeter tasting whiskeys.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why I love this whiskey. So that's actually our number one seller. So that goes what I call for. So it's American Prairie, Double Rye, Rendezvous, and Campfire is what we call our core four.
Okay, so then I got to ask you one last question about your cocktails. I was looking on your website, some of your specialty cocktails. So what is your number one cocktail?
Dead Man's Boot.
Dead Man's Boot. So what's in that?
Well, it's rye whiskey, tequila, lime juice, and ginger beer. And a couple of years ago, it was named number one cocktail in Park City.
So how does it get his name, Dead Man's Boot?
We actually just came into our general store, and the girl who came up with the cocktail herself, so we had these old boots in there.
Yeah.
From old Dead Man. So this sounds kind of worse, and that's how we got it. And that is our number one selling cocktail.
I love that. So in all of your bars, you sell the Dead Man's Boots.
That's it. And our lemonades, our whiskey lemonades.
Your whiskey lemonade.
And vodka lemonades.
So it's got vodka in as well.
We do it both ways.
Okay.
And we make our own lemonade, which is why it's so good. So it's like a mulled lemonade. So we take like a simple syrup.
Right.
And we put vanilla beans, nutmeg, cinnamon, and clove in there. Cook it down. Then it's one part that, one part lemon juice, part and half water. Then we put a nice mint leaf on top too.
Of course you do. So we're not talking just sugar and lemons and water anymore.
No, it's like a mulled lemonade in it. It tastes really good hot. And it matches our older cocktails that we first started. And it's just still, those three cocktails are our top three cocktails. Now we do change our cocktails every 6 months.
Oh, you do?
We have a company competition. Now I'm in it every year too. Everybody tries to get their cocktail on the menu. But we're starting to make really sophisticated cocktails now.
So
our older ones that we made, they're still our number one sellers.
So everyone who works for High West, can come up with a cocktail and you guys all get together and you're trying each other's cocktails and then you have certain ones get on the menu for that month or something. Is that how it works?
Well, we do it every 6 months.
Every 6 months. Okay.
Yeah, if you come up with a really good cocktail, you can get yours on our menu.
Am I part of the High West family now? Can I come up with a cocktail?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. We're all family now.
Because we always want to change our cocktails. We want to change our vibe in there. Now, when you come into High West, we're going to treat you like you're our family. We want to give you our High West experience, which is the Western experience. So my job as whiskey ambassador for High West is to give you the best experience that I can give you. But at the same time, I want to give you a little bit of education about whiskey.
Absolutely.
Because we think the more you know about whiskey, the more you're going to enjoy whiskey. And so when you leave High West Restaurant, my mission is going to have to make you a missionary of High West. So you'll tell somebody else, and they'll come back in and tell somebody else. And so we always want to give you a wonderful experience when you come here.
We're going to tell a lot of people, and I got it. And we're going to end this the way that we started this. And that was you greeting us sitting out front on the shed roof porch as we walked up with an amazing High West greeting and welcoming us. And we loved it. And we were immediately family. We immediately felt like part of the High West family. So this has been a very hospitable experience. And thank you for the whiskeys. Thank you for this educational experience. And we're certainly going to tell everyone about it. And we'll be drinking American Prairie and we'll be giving back to the reserve. We'll be drinking Campfire as we're sitting around with good looking strangers. And we'll be drinking your specialty cocktails. So, Terry, thank you so much for your time.
Well, I did my job. Now you're a missionary too, right?
I'm a missionary. I love it.
Well, thanks for coming. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. And we'll wrap this up so we can get to cocktailing.
Okie doke.
All right. Thank you so much, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Terry, for the enlightening conversation, and make sure to check out our social media for Terry's suggested tutorial on how to drink whiskey. If you find yourself in Utah, check out the High West Distillery, the Saloon, and the Nelson Cottage, where we're sitting right now, and plan to enjoy dinner here with a whiskey pairing. Also, if you're listening to our Black Sox scandal season on Infamous America right now, you know what Chris has been working on. But within a couple weeks, he'll be back here with an update for our next season of Legends of the Old West, which I promise you will be a big one. Finally, please remember to vote for us at www.podcastawards.com for the best podcast in the storyteller drama category. See our social media feed for details, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.